So the video is good to go. Okay, we'll regret that later. The show is being recorded, or as it's referred to later, Exhibit A. Hey, how many of you, this is your very first Hope Conference? Oh, is it turning out to be everything you had hoped and dreamed? Are there things happening you did not dream would happen? Did you know this building is legal to stand in the state of New York? Can you believe going through the hotel that parts of this place exist in America? Do you have that moment when you go around a corner and you're like, well, it's been a good life? Are you happy about the fact that there can be so many places in here that there are regions that are obviously forgotten by the staff? But also, have you been enjoying the talks? Have you been enjoying the presentations and everything going on? That's wonderful. And you've been hitting up the vendor area and hitting up the second floor and all of its wackiness. And Radio Statler's streaming away and the shows are being streamed and everything else. Let's see, who thinks they're the farthest traveler to come here? I can't fucking see you. You're going to have to shout. Texas. We have a claim. Texas. Do I hear California or Seattle? Okay. So we have a Seattle. Anybody off the mainland United States? Am I hearing a Hawaii or am I? Berlin. We got a Berlin. Anybody else? We have a claim of Mars. We'll work that out later. Anybody from the Pacific Rim? Hong Kong. Oh, I don't think we're going to get much better than that. How long was your flight to get here? 13-hour flight. Well, congratulations. I have no prize for you. I hope it was worth the trip. First time? I just got to ask. First time to America? No. Jesus Christ. Okay. Because I'm going to tell you, it's like this all the time, all every day. This is what this place is like. God, I wish these lights weren't so bright. If I have a stroke, I'll know because these will go dim. Wow. Hey, actually, while I'm asking, so I'll keep doing this so it looks like I'm praying to you, but it's because like these motherfucking supernovas are in my butt. Who here has no idea who the fuck I am? One, two. I'm so sorry for not introducing myself earlier. My name is Jason Scott. I am known as Text Files on Twitter. I run textfiles.com. I work for the Internet Archive normally, but not tonight. Tonight I work for you. And I've been involved in all sorts of this garbage since like the early 1980s. And so I love to do presentations and talks. I have a presentation tomorrow at 2:00. Everyone's got to promo their own shit, right? So I've got to talk tomorrow, but I'm just another one of the hanger-outers, and I was just brought in because I have a relative talent with crowds, and I'm also able to deal with certain kinds of fire and EMT situations as they occur. How many people have officially signed up, Rob? We have 8 contestants. And that may in every way be sufficient, but I'm giving you 60 seconds to build up the strength, the personal honor, to betray your promises of never doing this on stage again and come up and blow us away. Is there anybody else within the region of my voice who wishes to enter our little talent show? Well then, I'll think of you often. Content is king, and we're about to have a terrible revolution. All right. Well, wonderful. So we previously had a couple. At least we got you. Where's our judge? No. You can join it. This could be it. This could be this. This. His talent is tardiness. This also could be a dramatic retelling of the plot of Over the Top, the Sylvester Stallone arm wrestling movie. Right now, this moment. And just for the record, I mean, now that we're closing it, and I think we are closing it, right? All liquid courage done. You got like 5 seconds. Up, oh, you coming in? You're coming in? You're holding the drink. You're holding the drink, which is your passport to fun. Liquid vacation. Oh, his talent is giving up. Better to have loved and lost. Actually, no. It actually sucks. It follows you to the end of the earth. Are you it? Are you it? I guess we're calling it after this. Yeah. Okay. What's his talent? His talent was overcomplicating things. All right. I also have a very a little time wasting talent. We'll use that. What's my personal talent? My personal talent is I grant you your immutable first hacker name. So if you have a if you're here and you're like, what do I do? What's my hacker name? Just we'll do some things. Some people can come up and get their hacker name with me. All right. So once again, I'm Jason Scott, and there will be a trio of judges, including myself.
Introduce
Rob T. Firefly. And are we on? Can we make all the mics hot? What could go possibly wrong? There we go.
Apparently I'm live now, and I'm Liz Gorski.
There you go. All right, and we have enforcers in the audience. Now, once again, I remind you, these fucking lights are like staring into the sun, and we are gonna see what happens. How many people were here for the last talent show? That is probably gonna happen again. So when I say that, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Is probably gonna happen again.
Wait, can I leave?
Actually, Jason, yeah. We have last year's winner here with us, and she will be going for her title.
Oh, really?
Yes, it might be. It might be, we're hoping.
All right, well, that's exciting in its own way. Its own unique way. So welcome again to Hackers Got Talent. I'm Jason Scott, and what we're doing today, we're going to be having just a lot of fun. We're not going to really be focusing on being the best. We're not going to focus on being the best put together. We're not going to focus on being the best with time. If at any time you feel a need to leave because you're offended, unhappy, or otherwise not sure what the hell this is because you thought for some reason it'd be another 7 hours of somebody talking about crap on the big screen, you can go. You're welcome to go at any time. So, once again, the rules. Come on, try to be a little respectful. Try not to be an asshole. Try not to be an asshole. Draw within yourself. The talents are varied. The talents are weird. The talents are whatever. And I'm looking for an audience that is supportive and caring about people taking the bravery of coming up in front of you. Absolutely. All right. So, we are going to have just a bunch of people come up here. We're using, I believe... we're going to have some say, but we're also going to probably have audience participation. And we do have...
This time...
We actually have prizes. So...
Dan.
So a number of vendors, and we'll point them out, were kind enough to bring us prizes when we ran around to their table and begged. And so, yeah. So this is there. And then you should, of course, you know, visit them and buy all their shit. All right! All right, Hackers Got Talent. Let's begin the show. Once again, a person's going to come up, and they're going to do something for you, and then at some point, they're going to stop. We're going to make the rules up as we go, but please try to keep your talent to under 5 minutes, if you could. With a different I understand for some of you, chronological time is a novelty. but let's do our best.
Daniel.
All right, let's just go in the order in which we have people who are brave enough to walk up here. Who is our number one talent?
Our number one talent is Cheshire Catalyst, who has a song for us.
Woo!
Cheshire Catalyst has a song for us called Intergalactic Outrage. Cheshire Catalyst has a song for us called Intergalactic Outrage.
It's a folk song. If you're familiar with science fiction conventions, these are science fiction type folk songs. And I want to thank you all, you delegates of Earth, for coming out this evening to be part of this important meeting. Oh, and Your Majesties, the King and Queen of Mars, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Your Majesties, your presence here this evening shows how important this meeting is. Because as Diana Gallagher has written the song, has pointed out, this is a matter of intergalactic outrage. Around the conference table, the delegation sat. The president's advisors all dumbly staring at the alien in his bubble, who hung with grim disdain as they discussed the matter of his presence unexplained. And have you finally figured out, the president demanded, the meaning of the document he gave us when he landed? The hastily appointed head of Otherworld Affairs coughed and eyed the creature floating calmly in the air. We have a vague translation which we cannot ignore. It is a declaration of intent to wage a war. But why, they cried in unison, the president, his men. What reason has he given? What have we done to them? The minister stood quietly, he sighed and shook his head, and gazed around the table at the delegates and said, for years they've been receiving, as we've anticipated, the television broadcasts our ancestors created. And so this declaration, we've reason to suspect, protests the cancellation of the program known as Star Trek. What are we to do? The president lamented. It's been 100 years since Star Trek was presented. The minister stood quietly and raised a steady hand, scanned their worried faces as softly he began. There is no need for panic or fear of hostile action. A treaty can be drawn up to this being's satisfaction. Advise me, said the president. Just what do you propose to offer in exchange for peace with these Star Trekky foes? The president looked dubious, the alien beguiled. The men around the table paused, the minister just smiled. The terms, if they're accepted, have long been met and done. Our history can guarantee a century of reruns.
So, once again, that was Cheshire Catalyst, Intergalactic Outrage. All right. I want all the people who are upstairs who are like, oh, I got to get a piece of this. But this is where it hurts. If you come wandering in right now and you have a dream of getting in on this, you waited too long. So, you know, the tragedy and the power. Because now you've realized, oh, crap, they'll listen to anything. All right.
We're going to create his wireless for you and them.
Okay. Is this working? Uh-huh. Fuck wires. Fuck them right in the ear. That was actually the original slogan of Wi-Fi, by the way. So, let's go to contestant number two. Last resort with LED poi spinning. Let's bring the lights down a little bit. This is an LED-based talent.
Come to your favor because I get to turn those lights off.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll bring this over here. Nighttime slowly Turn your dreams away from the garish night and day. Last resort, LED poi spinning.
Technical difficulties, give it a moment.
That's life. That literally was what my gravestone's gonna say. Again, that's Last Resort LED poi spinning. You get dinner and a movie here. All right. Very quickly, does anyone here need a hacker name? Anyone need a hacker name for his hacker name?
No.
Your hacker name is Scrimshaw. How about you? What's your you need a hacker name? Your hacker name is Boat Bottom. Anybody else need a hacker name? You need a hacker name? Twist Tie. What's yours? Zazzle. What's your hacker name? Forlorn Lost Boy. What's your... Blender Mix. With an underscore between the blender and the mix, and the X is uppercase. Yeah, yours is Deep Focus. Huh? You need a handle? Desperate with a 3 at the end. What? Fabric Swatch. All right, let's get this next thing on the show on the road. We'll do more in a moment. Okay, who is hacker contestant number 3? We have Elliot, or it's Elliot?
Why do we have lights back here?
Elliot! Who need lights? Elliot with Black Hat Juggling.
There he is.
All right, let's bring you up here. Let's get the lights up in the front up here.
I was not told that exercise would be part of it.
No, it's the whole point of this thing is you never know what the fine print's gonna say.
Damn.
All right, once again, Elliot, anything you need to tell people before you do it?
Nope, it's Black Hat Juggling. All this right. is a black hat, I'm going to juggle it.
Okay. All right. Boy, that's called what it says on the fucking tin. All right, go ahead. Oh. Didn't see it, keep going. We'll take it out in post. Keep going. Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Woo! Oh.
Woo!
All right. Once again, that's Elliot with Black Hat Juggling. Okay. I think we're going to go with the next contestant. We'll do pairs. So the next person coming up is Bobolink. Bobolink, this is your moment to shine. Bobolink. It's a kind of bird, Bobolink. How many people knew that? I don't care, actually. So, ornithological assholes. And the name of this talent is clarinet. Bring it. Drop it. Drop the beat.
All right, I'm going to try to get a little audience participation in this. There's some words in this song, just a few, and I'm not going to say what they are because I think you might figure it out. It has to do with a place we all love. And I know you all guys have good heads for numbers, so you probably remember these words. So. It's an old song. Once again, Bobolink, Bobolink is it? Bobolink, Bobolink, Bobolink with clarinet. Clarinet, clarinet, clarinet. All right, it's going pretty well. I like the idea of someone wandering going, oh, this thing was fucking off the hook last year. Who needs a hacker name? Who needs a hacker name? Who needs a hacker name? Your hacker name is, wow, it's probably going to be Sunset Mega Drive. Yours is going to be Demilitarized Zone with a Zero. Yours is going to be Pencil Lead. I'm going to keep getting a good little thing. I'm going to the people in the back. All right. Devastate. LUMB0RJK! Exclamation point. Swatch 7. Yours is going to be Magnify. Yours is going to be Log Jam. Yours is going to be...
You don't get that one. You're going to... Imagine I said something and I ruined your evening. Broken glass. Yours is going to be eye poke. Over here, yours is going to be leather gen. Yours is going to be candy game. And finally, yours is going to be K-N-A-P-P-S-A-K-K. All right. Hey, look, they can't all be winners. It's still the same piece of meat. Throw a couple 5-hour energies in me and we'll see what comes out. Anyway, so let's move on. The next person we have, help me understand what that says.
This says Stephen Martin Cohen. Stephen Martin Cohen with my books and things that could have gotten me arrested or punched in the face but didn't.
Come on up. Come on up, Stephen. Does anyone remember Stephen from last time? You know, they say that all the best limericks end with boy becomes a man, but also all the best talent shows have Stephen in them. So Stephen will not disappoint if you're already disappointed. All right, so go ahead, Stephen, bring it, bring it. I remind you about the 5-minute time limit, buddy. Huh? You want the wireless? Yeah, yes. Bring it.
My hacker name is Baby Cage and drug-resistant yeast infection. And my band is called Hitler and the Showerheads. But it's not what you're thinking. I'm the Hitler, and the Showerheads are the black backup singers. He did tell you, he warned you,
let's just do it. Just put me in the fucking shots. Go ahead.
All right, go. Crosshairs, right there. Right. Crosshairs, right.
Full, what's the official symbol for full approval?
Right. Okay. My actual other talent, among many others, I mean, I'm a mechanical and an electrical engineer, and aeronautical engineering, gas dynamics, Navier-Stokes equations, and many other things, optics. And it turned out that as I dissed my humanities in Cooper Union and demanded that I had the right to remain ignorant and I only wanted to take technical courses, it turns out they had the last laugh after all because I started writing novels. And I wish I could apologize to those who have died because I would bring them back to life and weep and tell them they were right and I was an asshole.
Still are.
I will demonstrate that in spades as I keep going. So it turns out that I'm working at a job as a toy inventor, and for instance, one of the toys I invented was a harmonizer, the algorithm of which I dreamt up during an LSD trip on a beach in Vancouver Island. And so I had invented a lot of toys, and I suddenly found that I was going to get fired from this job after being there 5 years, and I actually had been given a $17,000 bonus, and while my boss was in the throes of being so generous, I said, could you throw in the computer, which was a $6,000 computer. In those days, this is like the like 1991. He said, sure, just like that. He gives me the computer. It turns out that 6 weeks later, they determined that I was incompetent and I was going to be fired. But there was a personality conflict with a particular individual, and it turns out that I was going to be fired. In the meeting, that very pink slippy meeting where I was going to be fired, I had an idea for a cartoon. And this kind of demonstrates how my mind functions under stress. The cartoon was a picture of a rubber love doll with in panties and a bra with X's all over it with a tire repair kit with a pump and a rubber cement, and this person who looks a little like John Malkovich is pressing one of the X's while the doll is sitting there like that, and the caption would say, "I've been working on this relationship for years." And I thought of that while I'm in the process of being fired. And so, like, why would you? So I actually said that to the boss, who was never at a loss of words, but then his face went blank. But he did give me 6 months of severance pay. Now, another employee in the company told me, get your ass to unemployment right away. And I said, I may not be entitled to unemployment because I'm getting severance. He said, get to unemployment. So I did that the next day. I'm now out of work. I go to unemployment, and there is an African-American woman who is my case examiner, and I had all the paperwork. And I said, are you sure that I'm entitled to this? Because I'm getting severance pay for 6 months. She said, you entitled to that money. That money belonged to you. That is your money. That money belonged to you. That is your money. That you work hard for that money. All right. She's stamping the paperwork. She's stupid honky, you know. So now I needed a printer for the computer that I had. Now, it turns out that I go to 47th Street Photo, which was run by a bunch of frenetic Orthodox Jews. And so I go up the stairs, and the place is crowded, and they're all like yelling and screaming in Hebrew. They've got the payas, which I made like iron out of hangers. I made prosthetic payas so I wouldn't bow my head in shame like a woman in the Jewish religion. Now, I know Jews. I was raised by feral Jews. They unsocialized feral Jews that are racist. You know, so what? Oh, what, do you want me off? Or keep going? Do you want me to keep going? Keep going. All right, keep going. Keep going. They want me to keep going, so I'll keep going. The place was totally crowded, but I knew
traditionally, mob rule has always worked out in the past.
Okay, right, it is.
Hold your hand up if he keeps going.
All right. All right.
Hold your hand up if we've gotten to the end of the show.
They want me to keep going. All right. So we'll keep.
Okay, mob.
Brevity is the soul of wit. So I took out my American Express card, and I suddenly strutted like, you know, that keep on trucking. You know, I strutted across the room, and I tapped the credit card into the glass that made that little clicky, brisson, high-frequency sound. Click, 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 click. Suddenly, two Jews appeared in front of me, and I handed the card to one of them and said, I would like to order the HP2P laser jet printer, and I would like it delivered to this address. And I handed it to him. In 5 minutes, I was out of there. So I was out of there in 5 minutes. The next day, my printer arrived, and I was writing books. So the first book that I actually wrote, my first book didn't get published, but my second book did. The second book was Seven Shades of Black. Seven Shades of Black was about a group of Iraqi terrorists who landed during the Gulf War and start blowing up tall buildings in Manhattan. And I wrote that book before the first World Trade Center bombing. The book had been rejected by 12 publishers, and the day on February 26th, 1993, that's the day the truck bomb goes off. I was going down to West Virginia to go caving. So I left. When I came back, I had a frantic call I had three calls on my answering machine. One was from my father, who said, your Uncle Alvin died, the funeral is on Tuesday. The second call was from my agent that said, Stephen, I need 12 copies of your book immediately. The third call, now the book had been rejected by 12 publishers with such comments as, Mr. Cohen, we don't think Iraqi body parts are funny, or this could never happen. I said, well, neither could the time machine. You know, that was like, there's a word for it. It's called fiction. The third call was from my girlfriend at the time, who was moving in but couldn't go down to go caving because she had to work. But in that week, she said, Stephen, we have to talk. Now, I'm an expert in we have to talk. I know what that portends nothing good. It turns out that in that weekend, she became engaged to her best friend's father, who was twice her age. Now, you can't make this shit up. And I'm in the shit making up business. So, I actually wanted to go to the Sally Jesse Raphael show. And And I called up because I figured, let me turn this negative into a positive, because, well, what happened was that week, because of the World Trade Center explosion, that week the book sold, but not because there are a bunch of opportunistic white people who happen to have this book fortuitously fall in their lap that foretold the events in chapter and verse. No, they recognize great literature when they see it. So they did. Keep going. I could tell you about my next book, Becker's Ring.
Hands up for
Toy
more.
Toy Inventor.
Hands up for more.
Do we want more?
Hands up for stop.
Okay, I'm out of here. Buy my books. Buy my books.
You should get a fucking Girl Scout badge for this guy. All right, once again, that's Stephen Martin Cohen with my books and things that could have gotten me arrested or punched in the face, but didn't. Some of you are now scarred. Some of you are now twice scarred. All right. Let us begin again. All right, let's go right into our next talent. Our next talent, I believe, if you can read that one to me, because we didn't get him last time.
This one here.
Yeah.
That is Mandy Droid with Toss Juggling.
Mandy Droid, Toss Juggling.
This is also our reigning champion, the winner of last year.
This is our last year. Well, last event, boy, I love that time warp you guys do. Last event winning entry. So give it up for coming back to defend. All right, Mandy, any, intro things?
I mean, I got a lot of things I can say. Nobody wants to listen to me, so I'm just going to throw some things in the air. Hopefully, I'm not going to drop too much, but with these lights, I don't know.
I was going to say, don't you think that saying things nobody wants to hear is kind of a theme of the evening now? My soul is in the 18th floor. All right, Mandy Droid. Lights down. Let's do that. Well, do you want lights down?
Lights down would be better.
Lights down would be better. It's also the title of my sex tape. Toss juggling. Lives have been changed. Okay, hacker names are coming up again. Hacker names coming again. Your name is Bookend. Hacker name coming up right there. Your name is, I'm going to go with USB 1337. All right. Megawax. Desert Fox. Steven. Breakbeat. Dirt Bike with an E for 3. Slipshod 0 for the D. Drake, exclamation point. Double block DBL instead of double. I'm gonna go with Rapper Down. Keep going, keep going. Every room should get the joy. Anybody else here? Let's go with a couple over here. Oh, X Bandage X. And your name? Flow with a zero underscore damage. Wow. So, pronouns with a zero and a three, but you get bored of it really fucking quickly, so it's PR zero to your friends at your funeral. N0T30. Break down 37, and you spend the rest of your fucking life explaining the 37. All right, let's get back to where we're going. All right, I think we got, so we got three more contestants, and I think we're gonna probably just go for all three so we can just get to that point, because, you know, you never know. I think we're gonna go with Bill, who has his talent listed as terrible jokes. Terrible jokes, scribble, scribble. What's the... Terrible jokes, comma, short stories. What could possibly go wrong? What could possibly go wrong?
Mostly stolen.
Oh.
Okay. Terrible jokes, comma, which is like being at a bar and the guy looks to the left and the right before telling you how it is. So it's gonna be great. No,
I don't want that.
You don't want that.
What, you wanna be unamplified? Okay, all right.
This one doesn't work?
In our heart,
hello?
It works.
Doesn't it work?
It's called a sound staff.
Okay, look, I like...
Yeah, guys, put your hands up for the talent in the back, our sound staff. There are no signals. There is no predetermination. We have not had any fucking conversation this year. Everything that you're seeing doing whatever, that's them on their own. It's all them. All right, bring it.
Wow. That was
cold cocked, motherfucker. Welcome to my freezer of jokes. Let's thaw your shit out.
I was pretty anticlimactic there. So I decided I'd get up here and tell some jokes because I'm a pretty funny guy. Most people can associate with, and you know, I had this list of jokes to tell, and most of them were sexist, racist. I don't know, other things, puns. So I can't tell any of them because I realized that it didn't go well for the last guy. So I've got a good dirty joke.
Okay.
White horse fell in the mud. Look, I don't want to talk about it anymore. It's not going to be good, but I went to the zoo the other day, and there was only one animal there.
How's your wife doing?
It was a shih tzu. My wife is a good subject. Let's see, I divorced the first one, second one I tried to divorce, but we're still together. We have separate bedrooms. It's a good time, you know. I haven't had sex in 6 months. But I keep making through in life, and you know, I really I came here because I knew that I'd be surrounded by people just like me. A bunch of talentless people who don't get laid. But enough about me. I've got another talent. This is a really good one. I have a yo-yo. I'm gonna I'm going to step over here where you guys can see me, because this is crazy, all right? So the yo-yo was an afterthought. Hey, I'm not done yet. I have 5 minutes.
Remember the rules. You take a drink every time he says anything.
You know, I do that too, but I'm a recovering alcoholic, so thanks for reminding me that I can't fucking have a drink, you goddamn asshole. Anyway. You guys have a good time. Remember, if life gets you down, just think, your life could be as bad as mine.
Once again, that is Bill with terrible jokes, short stories, and a yo-yo. Boy. Sometimes the abyss stares back, doesn't it? All right, so let's move right into our next contestant. Our next contestant is Peter with contact juggling. Hey, 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 come on up, Peter, come on up. You have anything you need to say to this wonderful audience before you move on?
Yeah, I borrowed this ball from the other juggler at the last moment, so I'm really not used to it. I'm sorry if I just do terribly all over the place. But I'll do my best.
Up.
If you are to drop it, can you just aim it toward the audience and not at us, please?
Oh, yeah, no, totally. I've got like 3 people picked out already to aim for
it. Wonderful. Thank you.
You know who you are.
Okay. Once again, that was Peter. You need a hacker name. Contact juggling. All right, now let's go to our next contestant. Dun dum dum, it's Fisher Fritz with tongue twisters? Twisters? Twistlers? Tongue twisters. Fisher Fritz, what you got to say? Go ahead.
Indeed, tongue twisters. But I dislike competition, so please don't vote for me. Many of us are from America, I imagine. Is there anyone from somewhere else?
Just technically, a lot of us are from somewhere else, dude.
Okay, Canada. Les chaussettes de l'archiduchesse sont-elles sèches, archi sèches? None of you know that one? Okay, we're. Ouais, ouais. Les chaussettes de l'archiduchesse sont-elles sèches, archi sèches? Un chasseur qui sait chasser sans son chien est un bon chasseur. Okay, good. Tres tristes tigres trigo tragaman en un trigal. Where else are people from?
Germany! Okay.
Well, of course, Fischer Fritz, Fisch, Fischer, Fischer. And Blaukraut bleibt Blaukraut und Brautkleid bleibt Brautkleid.
That Dude Denmark is also the title of my sex tape.
One at a time.
Uh-oh. Oh, God damn it. Oh, shit. You better get those tongue twists. Get them out.
What's
now
that?
Because it's going to get ugly quick.
Okay. Jeg blogger frog med en brok flok blogger. And also, what does this mean?
Just go with it.
Oh, okay. What does he look? Okay. And also, there's like, there's a logo and
just go. Hey.
But can anyone hear me if I?
This is the difference between amateur grade tongue twisting and professional grade tongue twisting.
Oh, okay.
If you can tongue twist with this shit going on.
Oh, okay, okay.
Pro level. Bring
okay,
it on.
Okay. Yeah. Jeg blog med en brok for blogger and roger med fug. And what else was there? There's one about Ringstel, but I don't remember that one. Russian, yeah. Shla sasha po shose I so sala sushku. And there's one I sort of forget. It's like shtani is podri. I forgot the rest of that. Where else? Oh, I someone said Netherlands, right? Netherlands is dikat krop krop van de trap. I can't. Can someone else like bring a microphone there so they can tell me countries? What? Oh, you know them all in English already. I don't know any in Aramaic. If you know one in Aramaic, please come to me afterwards and teach it to me. Polish, okay. Stos povom of nimilot nogami. And Chinese, which one? Okay. And in Cantonese, go 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 go. And in Mandarin, like we could do Mama Chi Ma Ma Man Mama Mama. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
You have to be there.
And what? I can't hear what people are saying.
Italian. Welcome to my life.
Oh, I know one in Italian. Sopra la panca la capra campa, sotto la panca la capra crepa. I don't know Farsi. But again, come to me afterwards and tell me. Okay, Japanese. Nama mugi, nama gome, nama tamago. Oh, shoot, I had one in Gaelic. What was it? It's something about banjo and let's see. I have not been able to find any in Esperanto. I've looked. English?
Yeah, why not some fucking English?
Okay. I don't know any in fucking English, just in English.
Okay, add fucking at the end.
But yeah, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. What else is there? The sixth sheep's sick. Like, it's actually, I can't hear what you're saying. You need to go, Swedish, I heard that one, just because you're close. Swedish, I just can't remember the phrase. They're hot nurses. So it's, And there's also a sex laxar in lax ask. Okay.
This is Fisher Fritz with tongue twisters. He says don't vote for him, but you can vote for him if you want. We don't get rid of the votes. Okay, so do we have among the judges? Okay, the judges have agreed. Nobody gets disqualified. All of those entries are valid and wonderful. We have determined, though, because of the late entry, that the big red sumo is not eligible. I'm sorry. Very sorry to hear that. I know, it breaks your heart. All right, so let's just do, the judges are going to listen. The judge's decision is final as to how loud you are. So don't hold back if you love them, if you believe in them. So I'm going to read off the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 entries. There are 9 entries, and I'm going to read them in the order in which they came, and we're going to go by audience applause. And we're going to choose what we think are the top 3 acts, and then bring that again for the final. So here we go! Cheshire Catalyst, Intergalactic Outrage. Last Resort, LED Poi Spinning. Elliot, Black Hat Juggling. Bobolink Clarinet. Mandy Droid, Toss Juggling. Vote with your hearts. Party over country.
Please be quiet.
Stephen Martin Cohen, My Books and Things That Could Have Gotten Me Arrested or Punched in the Face, but Didn't.
Jason, you guys are some fucking sadists.
Bill, Terrible Jokes, Short Stories. Peter, Contact Juggling. And finally, Fisher Fritz, Tongue Twisters. All right. I dropped it on these two judges to judge what they think from hearing that are the top 3.
Okay.
Which ones do you guys think are the top 3? Oh, wait a minute. You're right. Shut the fuck up. So do we have a...
So these are the top 5 that I got from you fucking... Ridiculous.
So we're going with the top 5.
That's what I got. So.
Okay, so we'll do that. All right. So it looks like the top 5, from what we heard, were tongue twisters.
The contact juggling, the terrible jokes.
So you admit you were wrong?
Yes.
Cohen.
Fuck you.
And Mandy.
Cohen with his... I hate all of you. And Mandy with juggling.
Wrong? If I...
Is it wrong?
Is it wrong if I...
Is it wrong? Yes, it's wrong.
So, Tongue Twisters, Contact, Terrible Jokes, Cohen, and Mandy.
Those are the top five.
Those are the top five.
It was very difficult to hear differences beyond.
So here we go again. You get to vote again. Because voting again is what we need. Wait, what? What?
In my defense, I said sumo should have been added to the list, but they didn't listen.
Really? Are we gonna be a part of this tragedy? Are we gonna do this?
Wait. We have something. Jason, we have something. Our tongue twister individual would like to give his placement in our finals to the red sumo guy.
Well, I hope you all I hope they enjoy voting for Trump in 2024. Motherfuckers! All right. So once again, our five are.
But there's a detail here. There's right. It says clearly right here in the bylaws that the contestants, in order to be in the running, have to be in the room. Does anyone see a red sumo around?
Is sumo in the room?
Three minutes for sumo to reappear at top most.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
3 minutes for sumo to appear was not what I was going to say. Also, the title of my sex tape. Okay. Well, what are we going to do? Just yank it until sumo arrives?
You know, it's amazing. You are 100% wrong.
Oh,
I mean, nothing you've said has been right.
All right. Not 3 minutes, 2 minutes. I'm giving 120 seconds to sumo. Hacker name time, hacker
run.
Name time, hacker name time.
Run,
who
I'm,
gets your
I'm
hacker name?
For
you. Your name is Surfboard. Your name is Eyeglass. Your name is Steven. Your name. Exotic with a K. Two by four. Don't hold your hand up if you don't want it. I'm gonna go with Deep Shovel. Deep Shovel.
Yeah.
All right, any other hacker names around here? Woo! Your hacker name is Feedback. Your hacker name is Stripe Smile. Your hacker name is Broken Heart. Your hacker name. It's not a gun. You could give him your hacker name. I think you give him.
Fuck, I'm not prepared for this. Unprepared
with a three for the E. Awesome. Right in the back there. Dome Buster.
They call me Help.
Wow, that's a terrible one. All right, let's go.
That's not my name.
Oh, no. I don't, no. That's something deep in there. Now we're getting into, like, Office Focus.
That's not my name.
Benedict Cumberhat? You named yourself. Enjoy it. And, all right. And finally we have here, Magnify with a four for the A. All right. I think we gave Sumo enough time to show up. Has Sumo shown up?
I can't see shit with these fucking lights.
I hope you learned your lesson. He
gotta make an appearance.
Sumo's not Jesus. He's not gonna come back if he keeps talking about him all the time. Look, we'll award a special award to Sumo in his hotel room later. All right. Let's go with the five. We got the five. Who the five?
Wait. Why are you bouncing?
All right.
Well, shit. Look.
That's not a sumo.
That's a regular old wrestler.
That's the village to prank a crowd.
So, can Ray?
All right. Fine. Fucking fine. Get off the stage. We're gonna do this. All right.
That's fair.
All right. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
Contact juggler. No, no, what? I'm gonna start again because apparently you forgot the rule. All right, once again, by order of applause, choose your best and favorite piece. No, not by chanting drunkenly out of your pie hole. Contact juggler. Terrible jokes. Stephen Martin Cohen, storyteller. Mandy.
She was our juggler. She was the juggler from...
Yeah, Mandy the juggler. Yeah. And sure. Finally, sumo. All right, how do we feel? What do we feel from that? Using the Rob-O-Matic here, we are trying now to determine...
According to my calculations, the...
All right, so why don't we... I really, 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 really want to at least have one more. So we're gonna go down to the finalist. I'm giving you one more chance here. Terrible jokes. Sumo. All right.
I hate you all.
All right, you dumb motherfuckers. All right, so we have, in order, sumo, number one winner, followed by terrible jokes, followed by Steve Cohen, because once again, Velveeta wins, contact juggler, and Mandy. And so... You've done a bang-up fucking job, kids. All right, so we let's get the prizes here. And this is where I need your help to call out the vendors. There we go. What's going to happen? We're going to start with each of our prizes. So once again, please make it a point. Let's do this. Let's put all of these together as one prize. Not that any of you read, apparently. What? Do I have 8 prizes? Right. Oh, good. Well, that's even better. Even better. Help me make it into 8 prizes. Yeah, I need your help.
Separate the books.
Okay. Right. If you do that, 8 separate ones. All right. Well, we have 8 prizes, so we're going to let each person...
Performance of the night. Let's hear it for Handful of Peter.
All right. So... And the box. Oh man, that is some cold ass shit. Alright, put some cups in. That's your prize coming up. Alright. Alright, so let's do this. So again, honestly, let's thank all of our vendors for contributing prizes to this horse shit. Alright.
They're from. We have a gift bag from the Tesla Science Center. This is the Nikola Tesla place on Long Island, which is on the verge of becoming a visitor monument, a national monument. We have 4 items, 3 books, and a packet of Scratch cards from No Starch Press. They've been really, really happy with all the book sales and stuff like that. And we have 2 of these basketballs, and I lost the card with the name of the company, but we had a donation of something over $250,000 worth of IPv4 address space for this conference from the ISP company, which has donated the basketballs. Thanks to all of them.
Okay, so here we go. Sumo, come up and choose your prize. They'll tell me fucking sumo left again.
He walked out again.
Why is he afraid of
man.
Success?
It's like you never see him and a pile of shit in the same room at the same time. Well, pile of shit, where do you think Sumo went? Wow. Wow. Luckily, we don't have to follow the rules so much.
No.
So, you may get a Sumo may have to get the box.
No. And he's...
Oh, man.
He's in full costume again now. What did you get stuck me into?
Well, enjoy your pearls, swine. All right, come on, Sumo. Choose your gift. Choose your gift. One of these
no
eight
speech.
Gifts.
No speech. There will be no speech.
Yeah!
No!
All right. Sumo seemed like a plays in the box at Christmas kind of guy. All right, number two is terrible jokes. Come on up and claim your prize.
What's in the bag?
Tesla stuff.
Yeah. No fucking speech.
Thank you. I love Tesla, and I love you guys very much. And I know I would have gotten first place if Russia didn't hack the system, tamper with the votes.
Okay, and number three is Steve Cohen. Come on up and claim your prize, Steve. Could you? You gotta choose one.
Only one, only one. Yeah. That's a good one, too. No, no, no!
I have renewed faith in voter fraud.
What the hell did you do?
Renewed faith in voter fraud. I didn't even get to tell you about my second book, Becker's Ring, which was inspired by amputation in Canada. Toy inventor. Execution. Catherine's Bosom, which was inspired when I had a sigmoidoscopy.
5 minutes?
All right, 5 minutes. You want 5 minutes? I'll give you 5 minutes. Start the clock.
Yes, 15.
300 seconds. 45 minutes. First of all, I would like to thank the guy who gave me the whiskey. That was fucking
who was
awesome.
That?
Yes. C2H5OH. Yes. I approve. Psychedelic drugs are welcome. Lysergic acid, mescaline, psilocybin, and a multiplicity of other chemicals. They're going for the C2H5OH or the H2O, polar or non-polar. Catherine's Bosom was inspired during a colonoscopy, believe it or not. I was actually awake during the procedure. I was on my left side. The scope is going up my descending colon. It makes the right turn into my transverse colon. And while it's there, I asked the doctor, I said, can I look in there? And he said, yes. So I'm actually looking in this thing while I'm moving this thing, and the scope is going backward and forward. And I actually, I'm one of the few people who have literally and figuratively been up his own ass. It's absolutely true.
And that's what
and also, I had written 5 short stories, which at that moment, I realized that they weren't individual short stories. They were actually chapters in the same book. And at that moment, I conceived the book Catherine's Bosom. I knew the title of the book. I knew that the sigmoidoscope was going to be a character in the book, and I wrote the book, and I laughed so hard at times as I was writing this, I had to walk away from the computer because I was going to go into the throes of a medical emergency. I was laughing so hard. So that book, Catherine's Bosom, my other book, Toy Inventor, Becker's Ring, Seven Shades of Black, they're all available on Amazon Kindle. I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant and HIV positive. And I have a drug-resistant yeast infection, which is the name of my other band. Oh, God.
Is there a metaphor for voting for something and having to suffer with it? I guess so. All right! And so the next winner is Peter with Contact Juggling. Come up and claim your prize.
Woo!
All right, he's taking a no-starch book.
It's a good
All
pick.
Right, our next is Mandy with Juggling by LED. Or toss juggling. Whatever you'd like. All right. All right. Wonderful, wonderful. And then what were our... I'm getting your name wrong again. Clarinet guy. Come on up and claim your prize. What toots your horn?
Actually, an encore.
Shut up.
Well, that was actually pleasant.
No, not you.
Yeah, the clarinet. Yeah, he wants to do an encore. I would be fine with that.
Yeah, no.
Okay, maybe after.
I've already cleared it with him, you dense motherfuckers. He's our wrap-up music. All right, Jesus Christ. Last resort. Come on up and claim your prize. Last resort. Claim your prize.
Last resort. No, come back the other way. Oh, she dropped something.
All right. Coding iPhone for apps for kids or a plastic ball?
I'm good.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
She's good.
Thank
She's
you.
Very good. And... So, all right. Who gets the last prize? We're going to go with Cheshire or Hat Juggler. So, Cheshire? Hat Juggler. Yeah. I'm going to go with Hat Juggler by a nose. All right, come on up. And Cheshire gets the best prize of all. All right, so if this was not so fucking bad, was it?
No.
Holy shit, we were so scared. We thought this was gonna look like the inside of a hamster wheel when you throw a couple rocks in. But no, it actually ended up pretty good. Very little blood, very little death, little anti-Semitism, okay, fine. But so, all right. So, please. Thank you for attending the second Hackers Got Talent.
I know you put your name wrong, so is there anything you want to say to them?
Listen her off the hook.
Like What is wrong with you people?
All right. Again, my name's Jason Scott. If any of the other performers from today want to perform behind Clarinet Guy as we wrap this shit up, you're welcome to do so. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I'm Jason Scott. You've all been fucking nuts. Go for it, man.
Here's an old Benny Goodman song about an old mass communication technology. It's called Airmail Special.
Thank you all for participating. Get the fuck out.